purl one, knit three, purl one, knit three.
Say, Molly.
Some small, you do be a great one. Now to interrupt me.
Well, Molly, I only wanted to tell you something.
Well, what is it now, Sam? Come on, now, Twist.
Never mind. Go on with your knitting.
Probably was nothing anyhow. Two, three, one.
Molly.
What now, Sam?
I do think of having a pint of ale.
Pint of ale, indeed.
Well, now, what's wrong with that, Molly? Will you tell me?
'Tis every night a pint of ale, Sam.
Well, Molly, what would the British working man be without his pint of ale at day's end?
That's something the world never know till one of them tries it.
Oh, Molly.
And I don't suppose these ain't mood for noble experiments.
Well, Molly, I...
So for goodness sake, away you go down to a pub.
But, Molly...
Away you go. I see I'll get no peace, Sam Small, till they does.
Well, now, Molly, I think that you'd be very kind.
I did think, Sam Small, since I'm feeling poorly, that you might have spent one evening at home. Two, pearl, one. Three,
well, now,
two,
I do see you looks poorly tonight, Molly. I did so want just a pint of ale, though. It's only 8 o'clock. A man's got to have ale once in a while. Working hard all day, you see. Well, Molly, I'll stay to home with you, I guess.
Knit two, purl one, no. You won't be doing that, son.
Yes, Molly, I'll stay to home.
And be pestering me the whole evening? Oh, no, you won't. Go along and get your pint of ale, Sammy Small.
Aye, Molly, you do be a fine girl. Now, I'll not be long.
You'll not, eh? I'll gamble, Sam Small, that you'll not leave that pub till midnight.
Oh, no, Molly.
You'll not be home till they chuck you out.
Good night, Molly. Now, isn't that just like a woman's dirty suspicions for thee, huh? I'll be back long before chucking out time, I will. Yes, sir, long afore chucking out time. I'll show Molly she thinks wrong of me most all the time. There they are at it again.
I don't care what it is, it could be so.
They do be having an argument now. But I must remember to get home early. Molly will be wrong this time.
It is not so.
Sam Small. Looky here, Sam. Gaffer Sither week there says that...
It's not so, Alva Local, and you know it.
Let's hear what Sam says. Sam, you tell him. Go on, Sam. Tell him,
but
I... Aye, Sam, I'll tell you, he will. If anybody ought to know, it'll be Sam Small. Sam will know all right. Don't you, Sam?
Hold on. I come here for a bit of ale, and you both jump on me like...
Sure
like...
now, Sam. I'll get it for you.
Well, all we want to know
not
is...
Not a word, Gaffer Sitherwick, until I drink me ale. Now, gentlemen...
I say it's not so. It's just not possible, is it, Sam?
And it says right here that it is so, Gaffer Sitherwick.
What is?
It's this way, Sam. It says right here in this newspaper that our doctor thinks this Hitler chap has got a...
A what, Uncle?
Well, anyhow, the word means a split personality, it says.
I think so, it can't be.
Oh, aye, you mean schizoperennial, don't you, Uncle?
Huh? What's that, Sam?
See? You don't know what you're talking about, Uncle. Schizo.
Schizoperennial, Gaffer.
Yeah, it ain't so, is it, Sam?
Well, now...
I've seen two personalities. It was in a movie picture once. One was...
I've come to a decision.
A decision? What kind of a decision, Gaffer?
I've decided that if you mean to stand there and tell me a chap can divide in two, then...
But it says so right here, Gaffer. Can't you read?
And what I say is it ain't human. It just ain't human. Sam Small, I tell you, no man can split in two. Not even a German.
More ale, local. Now, here, Gaffer. You've heard of twins, haven't you?
Aye, I have, Sam Small, but what?
If twins can happen, then happen this here schizoperennials like that. Only a chap becomes twins after he's born, instead of before.
You're ill, Sam. Now what, say, Gaffer?
Aye, nonsense.
And why nonsense, Gaffer?
I'd have heard of it. I'm the oldest chap here. I never hear of that happening.
But it's only just come out like gaffer.
Aye, that's it.
I still don't believe a chap can split in two.
Now listen, gaffer. You see, it's like this. Schizoperennial means that a man has two personalities, see? And that another small ale, Uncle. Gaffer, will you understand me for the last time?
I still say a man is one man. He can't be two men.
Well,
time, gentlemen. Time.
What, Uncle?
Time. Midnight, Sam. Got to close up, you know.
Midnight? Oh, you gaffer, you and your thick head.
Thick head. Sam Small, I'll be no more.
Yeah, here it is, 12 and after. And me, I'll join with that dubby gaffer all night. Mully will think they chucked me out to close up again. Oh, me. I was so sure I'd leave early. What'll I tell Mully? I'll tell her I left early and walked on lazy-like. Happen she'll believe that. But I must hurry home now. Certainly as dark like that it is. Scarcely can see a thing. By gum, I must have bumped into that lamppost there. Oh, me head. Oh, then it wasn't the lamppost I bumped into. It must have been him over there. So, it was thee bumped into me, eh? Why don't you look where you're going?
Six or one and a half dozen or t'other, lad.
Oh, now, don't argue with me. Give us a hand up.
How about you giving me a hand up?
Why, I never met such a nasty, unobliging chap. But come, I've no time to argue with
well,
you.
Well, neither have I.
My wife's poorly, and I promised to be home before chucking out time, and here I am.
Dear Swiller, if your wife's poorly, why doesn't you sit home with her?
Well, you see, me and the lads got to arguing about this schizoperennial thing.
Well, you should have been home with your wife.
Say, who are you anyhow?
Why, I'm...
Here, let's have a look at you.
Well...
A blooming imposter.
What?
I've got you, you imposter.
Imposter yourself. I'm Samuel Small.
Oh, you liar. I'm Sam Small.
Nah, don't contradict me. Look at me and see if I don't look like Samuel Small.
Well, let me see. By gum, so you does.
Well, nah. You see for yourself.
Don't go mixing me all up or you'll have me so conflummoxed I won't know what to think.
You're the one what mixes things up.
How can you prove you're Sam Small?
Well, I have a wife whose name is Molly.
So have I.
And I have a daughter who's far away in Yankee Land.
So me too.
She's wed to a young chap there.
I'll be jiggered. I see he's a very clever imposter indeed.
But I'm not the imposter. You are.
At least you've looked up all my background.
Oh, wow.
But you slipped up on one thing. I know what I'll catch thee. There. See that watch?
It'd be a gold watch.
Aye, it do be gold. And there, read that what's written on the case.
To Sam Small.
I know it by heart. It reads to Sam Small from his loyal wife, Millicent, on their wedding day. Now, see?
We'll all be jiggered. Look, my watch.
Huh?
Exactly the same.
To Sam Small from his loyal wife, Millicent.
Ooh. See? Now, what you say?
Oh, by gum, I am in trouble.
Aye, you are in trouble.
Oh, I must have done something wrong. And here I stand, not knowing whether I'm me, or you are me, or I'm you.
Or whether us is both we.
Why, that's it.
What's it?
We're both me, both of us.
Both of us are you?
To be sure, it's schizoperennial.
schizoparesque.
Sure, me personality split wide open. Just like Gaffer and me was arguing down at the pub.
Well, what?
I've become two on us.
Well, bargum. Think of that now. But what can us do about it?
Luke, this is a very important happening, lad. We've got to go careful about it.
We do, eh?
Aye. This needs proper discussion. Now, for the sake of getting it straight a bit, suppose I call you Samuel and you call me Sam.
I see. You're Sam.
And you're Samuel.
Right.
Right. Now, listen, Samuel.
Aye.
If we handle this carefully, there's a fortune in it. For instance, doctors and such with scientific curiosity, why, they'd pay a right lot of brass to meet a couple of chaps like us, those doctors would.
Nay, I don't care for doctors, Sam.
Why don't you care for doctors?
Well, happen they'd want to operate on us.
Aye. I don't care for them either, come to think on it. Yeah, but happen we could get a tent and travel around the county fairs. What, we'd be champion curiosities. What, people would pay a shilling to see us.
Nay, I'd object to being a freak like some.
Nay, Samuel, there's not wrong with making a little honest brass, lad. And while I've not got it all worked out yet, there's brass in the general idea.
Aye, but it's getting late, Sam. Us can't stay out here all night whilst you works it out.
Why not?
Well, there's Mully waiting up for me at home, Sam.
Well, we can't go on. Not two of us, Samuel.
Oh, that's so. But one could stay out here tonight and puzzle out what's best to do. T'other can go home and say not to Mully.
Aye, happen we could do that, Samuel.
It won't be cold sleeping out here for you, Sam. And in the morning I can slip out and bring you a few licks to eat.
Hold on a bit. I don't like that idea. You going home to my wife?
Why not, Sam?
It ain't moral, that's what, Samuel.
But, Sam, since you explained it to me that we're both one like because of this here schizoperennial, why, then, when I go home, it's really you too what goes home.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Now, be sensible, Sam. One of us has got to take a back seat for a while till we gets this thing all figured out.
That do be true, Samuel.
Well, then, why don't you go away for a few days and we'll both put our thinking caps on, Sam.
Me go away?
You'd enjoy a trip, wouldn't you, Sam?
Well...
You'd have anything you'd want to eat, Sam.
Mm.
And there'd not be Mully to hold you back at all, Sam.
Mm.
You can go anywhere you wants to go, Sam.
Aye, that I could. But it's sad and all to think of a man giving up the rightful comfort of his hearth and home.
But you...
And going forth an uncherished wanderer on the face of the earth, as you might say. But for the sake of Mully and her peace of mind... I make the sacrifice. Goodbye.
Where you going?
Why, I'll cut across the moor and be in Bradley come morn. Then I'll drop in the bank and get a little cash.
Hey, you be careful with my savings account, Sam.
Our savings, Samuel, my lad.
Hey, Sam, will you be back?
Expect me when you see me. Keep the home fires burning, Samuel. Blackpool, by gum. But that's near the sea. I'll eat what I choose myself. There'll be gay people at the town of Blackpool. I'll have me a good holiday, I will. I want a platter. A whole platter of fried fish.
Why, sir?
And some peas pudding.
Yes, sir, coming right up.
And some of the best ale you got in the house. And give me some of the best ale in the house.
The best ale, sir?
The best ale, that do be right, no?
Yes, sir, the best ale.
I'll have this cane here.
This one, sir?
No, not that stick. Give me that one with the gold sort of top. Man's got to have a good walking stick, he does. A half pint of the best ale you got.
Half a pint of the best, sir.
And I want some of that there pudding. Yeah,
pudding, sir.
And some of that custard pie.
Right away, sir.
More ale, man. Bring me more ale.
More ale, sir?
Aye, that's what I said. More ale.
Yes, sir.
And another thing.
Yes, sir.
You should clear out your ears once a day, man.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter, mister? You took a bit too much?
I've copped a cold.
Maybe that last half pint I sold you was what done it.
I tell you, I've copped a cold.
More likely it's something you put in your stomach. Now...
Are you selling some of... Oh, if I weren't sick when I come here in this pub, I am now.
Then you should have your old woman fix you up a mustard foot bath.
I don't want a foot bath. Molly gives me hot rum and treacle.
Well, I ain't selling no rum to the likes of you.
By gum, I should have known better than to expect either sense or pity in the town of Blackpool.
Yorkshire.
That's done it. That's the final insult. First thing in the morning, I'm off home to Molly.
Sam.
It be me, Samuel.
And you had a good time, Sam.
I do feel that miserable, Samuel. I've copped a cold in my back. Where have you been?
Oh, I was just out for a walk. Going into Dawes now. Mully's waiting for me.
Been to the pub, have you?
No, Sam, I never drink now. I was out just to smoke. Backy smoke. Bothers Mully, it does.
Oh, it does, eh?
What? What's wrong, Sam?
Never heed what's wrong. I've just decided it'd be high time I come back home and took my rightful and proper place beside my wife, you Judas.
But, Sam, I thought you wanted to go away and have a fling.
Well, I've had my fling. I've flung. Now it's your turn to go away, Samuel.
Oh, no, Sam, I'm that comfortable. I stay home evenings with Molly.
You do, and her, my wife.
Oh, wife. Remember, we be two people in one. Schizoperennial, you know.
Schizoperennial. Now, don't conflummox me. You've had a comfortable week, Samuel. Now it's my turn. Go away for a visit.
But, Sam, you're the one that likes to go away. I'm the one that likes to stay home.
Oh, by gum. Do I have to stand here to argue with me? Look, I'm hungry. I've not had my tea yet, and I've copped a cold. Now, up along, Samuel, like a good chap.
Not me, Sam.
Then I'll go in, too.
And have Molly find out, Sam. Nay, I'll not upset her like that.
Now, look here, Samuel. If I know Molly, she's off to find out sooner or later, so might's well be sooner. Then I can have my tea.
I tell you, Sam, you can't upset Molly. Hey, wait a minute, Sam.
I'll have my tea, Samuel.
Sam, hey, you can't do that to Molly. Sam, come back here.
Now, just up the steps,
Sam. Come here. Don't touch that door.
No, yes, I will.
Oh, no, Sam.
Yes.
No.
I want my tea.
Sam, I tell you, no.
What's up now? Oh. Two of you. Oh. Get in the house here before anyone sees us. Oh, I never did see the light.
Molly, I...
Let me sit down. Ah. Oh. There, now. No. What trick are you playing on me, Sam? Whichever one on you is, Sam Small.
We both are, Molly.
To think you never told me you had a twin brother, Samuel. But one of you, Sam. And when I find out which one of you is, Sam, he's off to wish he'd never been born.
Now, hold on, Molly. We're both us. That is, we're both me.
What do you mean?
Well, last week, you see, I ran into a lamppost, something awful hard, and Well, it split my personality, it did.
Hey, what is it you're telling me? My poor Sam split in two.
Nah, Molly, it's a case of schizoperennial, that's all. We be two persons, but both us is Sam Small.
Well, if it happened last week, well, oh.
I I've been with you, and he, Sam's been to town of Blackpool.
Hey, you scallywag! Now I see which one is Sam Small, is he?
Molly, I...
So thou would go gallivanting round and leave the true wife with a stranger.
Molly, don't be angry. Hasn't it been better were him away? Haven't I stayed home all week and not got a bit of air?
Aye. You've been so kind and considerate. And you must be summat wrong. I would too happy for it to be true.
Molly Small, do you mean that? Have you really been so happy with yon man whilst I've been away?
Sam Small, I've never been so cherished in all my born days. It's been the best week of my married life.
I see. Well, somehow there ain't much for a chap to say when he finds out he's failed, is there? What I mean is, well, I'd be a poor man to stand in the way of my wife's happiness. So, goodbye, and good luck, Molly.
You see, Sam, I told you I was the man to make Molly happy.
Hold on, Sam, come back here.
What, Molly?
I've got something to say to all this. If this be true, this year's split personality business, what us has got to do is think it out.
Ah, but us has done all the thinking us can think.
Why couldn't we all stay here?
Me live with two husbands, bigamy.
But we're both Sam Small, really, Molly.
Aye, two. One husband, schizophrenia.
Aye, we know that, because we be open-minded. But I'm afraid the British law hasn't caught up with such modern things. They'll conclude two husbands is two. No mistake.
Hold on. Either church wedding were only one man.
Then one's married, t'other's not. That's against the law.
Aye, but...
Now, don't interrupt. Well, I've decided. My mother always used to say, when in doubt, go to sleep.
So, Sam?
So, I'm off to bed and go to sleep. And you two are outside.
But look here, Molly, I don't like
Neither her. Do I. But you doubled yourself without my help. Happen you'd best sort it out on the same road. Likewise without my help. Come on, get along with you.
Oh, but Molly...
Get out, and don't come back home till there's no but one of you.
We'd best take a walk and think some more, Samuel.
Aye, sir.
And stick close to me. I want no tricks from you. I've not had my tea yet.
Have you thought it out, Sam?
Look, I'm fair sick to death of thee. Now be quiet. Here be the lamppost where we first met.
Aye, Sam. We bumped hard, we did. And that's what made us two people, it did.
Aye, that it did. A hard bump split us into two. Mayhap another hard bump.
Now, look, Sam, if you'd stayed in Blackpool...
Now, you look, Samuel, my lad. I didn't stay in Blackpool. I'm right here.
Sam, you has murder in your heart.
You're ruddy right, I has. Come, Samuel, put up your jukes like a Yorkshireman.
But I don't like brawling,
I'll
Sam.
Teach you to like it.
The good book says, if you slapped on one cheek, turn t'other. But there's no instructions what to do when that one gets slapped, too. Happen that means a chap has to use his own judgment. So,
there. Oh, here I come again. Next time he's in the right spot, I'll let him have one. A good one.
Next time he's in the right spot, I'll let him have one. A good one.
No!
Here, Sam.
Hey, carry him in here. There. Down on sofa, please, Mr. Uckle.
He too be heavy, Molly.
What's happened to the lad this time, Mr. Uckle?
Poor old Sam. All I know is he was arguing with Gaffer Sitherwick all evening. Come time to chuck him out, Sam here ran out like a streak.
But
Molly.
Who hit him? Someone must have fought with him.
No, Molly. He was a-lying next to the lamppost when I come by. Happen he might have hit into that lamppost.
Hey, poor Sam. In such a hurry to get home. Well, Mr. Uckle, he's breathing. Guess he'll pull through, he will.
Can I do what more, Molly?
No, Mr. Uckle, just shut door when you go, if you would.
All right. Poor old Sam. Too much ale.
Hey, Sam, in trouble again.
Hey, Molly, I'm not drunk.
No, of course not, Sam.
I... I killed him, Molly.
Who killed who, Sam?
Samuel.
Samuel. Samuel who?
Oh, then you forget, Samuel. You forgive us.
Forget who? Forgive who? Sam, what ails you?
Schizoperennial, don't you remember, Molly? Samuel and me, what you said.
I only said you'd not get home before chicken out time, Sam.
Well. Ah, well, Molly. You be the best wife in the world.
No, Sam.
Molly, I'm never going down to the Spread Eagle anymore. I'll be staying home and read to you while you knit.
Heaven forbid. I'd never have a moment's peace. Samuel Scalawag. I like you as you are.
Does you, Molly, huh? But I'm determined. From now on, I'm off to be more like Samuel. He's really my better half.
Nay, you got no but one better half, and that's me. Come on now. Whoop to bed you go. Bumping into lamppost. Samuel Miller.
You've heard Eric Knight's short story, Sam Small's Better Half, especially adapted for radio by Vernon Olson and directed by Charles Urquhart. Sam and Samuel Small were played by Charles Penman and Herb Butterfield. The original musical score was written and conducted by Roy Shields.